Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, four dimensional men. This is James Clavassa here. As per usual, today I want to talk about surfboards. So I went surfboard shopping today. Yes, it's time to get a new stick. Now, I know most of you, a lot of you, some of you, whatever, may not surf, may not know anything about surfing. But surfing is a lot of fun, and I've done it all my life. Since I was about 4 years old, I remember getting my first surfboard on a trip where I walked into the surfboard shop with my family, and I was desperate for a surfboard. And obviously, at 4 years old, you're about knee-high to a grasshopper, and you don't really need a surfboard. You probably need a boogie board. But I was dead keen on getting a surfboard, and I remember my dad buying my brother a surfboard. We were actually on a family holiday, a family trip. My brother got a surfboard. My older brother got a surfboard. And I was just desperate to get a surfboard. You know, everyone was getting Christmas presents. Well, it seemed like that anyway. And I was, as I said, I was just screaming out for a surfboard. And I remember getting one. I remember this board. It was beaten up. It was way bigger than me. I couldn't even put my arm around it. I couldn't carry it. I literally dragged it. But I remember seeing it, and the thing I remember about it, the whole board was sprayed hot pink, like literally hot pink. And I remember that dad going to the cash register, putting it there and just saying, yep, this is for James. What are you? And the guy was just like, ah, don't even worry about it. Dad gave him $10. And walked off, turned his back, and the man gave the $10 back to me. And that's my first memory of buying surfboards. But today was totally different. Today I was looking for something different. I am looking to get back to basics. As I said, I've surfed all my life. I've been on a couple of trips to the Maldives, you know, traveled up and down the coast, surfed, you know, everywhere, you know, up the east coast of Australia. And, you know, surfing for me is a lot of fun, and it's really about the connection to the ocean. You know, as you would have heard yesterday about Kid Vision, ocean is a big part of my life. And I'm not the greatest surfer. To be honest, I'm pretty average. It is a lot of fun for me. I do it pretty easily, but I'm by no means any, you know, superstar. Even intermediate, I would call myself probably above beginner, maybe me, like average surfer. But it's been on my mind lately that, you know, I really need to get back to improving the basics and getting back to that foundational stuff, just really learning to surf again. So today I wandered off to the surf shops, and I was looking at what they call MALs, which are big surfboards, big fat surfboards. MALs are, you know, they're the kind of the semi-trailers of surfboards. They float easily, they paddle easily, they're easy to stand up on, they're stable, and they're just a lot of fun because you can surf them in any conditions. You know, you can surf them when it's rough and when it's really, really small. And you know, where we live around here, we don't get huge surf all the time. We get average surf most of the time. So it's just going to be a good, fun board to have. And the next part, I was thinking, okay, so do I go a MAL that's fiberglass or do I go a MAL that's foam? And really, you know, I think I'm just going to go a foam MAL. Just something really basic, like go back to the complete basics as if I was just learning for the first time. Why am I doing all this? Why am I making all these decisions? Why am I choosing the route that I'm choosing? Because of my driving force, because of my kid vision, because I'm clear on what I want out of this situation. What do I want? I want to go surfing and I want to improve my surfing. You know, what do I want around that situation or around that outcome? I want to have fun. I don't want to buy some high-performance board where I've got to bust my ass just to catch a wave. I want to catch waves easily. I want to stand up. I want to catch dozens of waves each time I go surfing. Because I know that, you know, if I do have a high performance board and when I paddle out on that, you know, I'm going to catch 10 waves and then I'm going to be pretty tired. I want to be catching dozens of waves each time I go out to surf. I just want to make some fun out of it. I want to spend time in the ocean, in the sunshine. And again, all because of my kid vision. I want you to think about this for you today, how you can make choices around your kid vision. Yesterday, we spoke about building this into your life, having your kid vision become a part of your life. Even shopping today, I was thinking about it, thinking, what do I want from this situation? Am I buying a new surfboard just for the fun of buying a new surfboard? Am I actually going to ride it? What am I trying to achieve out of this? What is the driving force behind buying a new surfboard? Driving force comes back to my kid vision. Fun, time in the ocean, laughter, and improvement. So that's just the short story that I wanted to tell you today. And I wanted to check in and just see that you have done the work, that you have sorted out your kid vision, that you're clear on what your driving force is, what those emotions are that you need to stir up every day. Because as we move forward, we're going to be designing your perfect day, and then we're going to be doing an exercise that helps you achieve it. As I said, I've reminded you about this in the last few episodes, but I'm wondering if you've actually done the work. So, 3 days, I think that's plenty enough time for you to sort out what really drives you. For me, I'll be going surfing in the morning, pulling out the big board, jumping on, having fun, having a laugh, falling off, improving, and just going about my perfect day. Get to it, my friends. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening from Four Dimensional Man.